Strength. We all need it. We all want more of it. But how do we get it? Rest is a great way to gain strength. Rest is our third natural law in our acronym, Strength. The Bible says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. Did you know our best quality of sleep is before midnight? That 1 hour of sleep before midnight is like 2 after midnight? And did you also know that serotonin is mainly produced in the brain between the hours of 10 and 11 at night, and you have to be sleeping in order to get it? Serotonin is an important hormone that acts like a neurotransmitter, a chemical that takes messages between the nerve cells. The level of serotonin in our brain affects our mental health. It affects our mood, the quality of our sleep, how much we feel pain, and even how good our memory is. Excess protein in our diet, especially if eaten at night, lowers our level of serotonin. However, a carbohydrate meal, such as fruit and toast, boosts our production of serotonin. A good night's sleep is important in protecting the alkalinity of our blood. While we're sleeping, the acidic waste matter is being removed from the cells in the body system. During the night, our body takes on the work of restoring tissues, rebuilding cells, cleaning up and eliminating waste. This is another reason why it's so important to eat an easily digested meal about 3 hours before we go to bed, so that our body is complete in its work of digestion to take on the role of cleaning and rebuilding. During our rest, our brain is also rebuilding. It's during the sleeping that the brain is restoring its control over our muscles, glands, and other body systems. And while we're at rest, the brain is able to be refreshed, and creativity and the ability to learn is increased. Adequate rest is extremely important to our immune system. It's been found that losing even half a night's sleep causes a 50% reduction in our killer cells that scavenge the blood for infected and diseased cells. Growing children need more rest than adults, and adults need about 8 to 8.5 hours sleep. It's during our early hours of sleeping that the pituitary gland releases large amounts of growth hormones into our system, stimulating our cells to increase in size and number, especially the bones and the skeletal muscles. Growth hormones also promote the use of fat for fuel, and it also promotes the manufacture of proteins for rebuilding the body and healing injuries. Lack of sleep contributes to difficulty concentrating, irritability, memory loss, depression. It lowers our immune system, which opens the door to all kinds of diseases. Think about it. If our best quality of sleep is before midnight, and we get the hormones we need between 10 and 11 at night, and we have to be sleeping, wouldn't it be in our best interest to make bedtime no later than 9:30? You know, the old saying is true. A change is as good as a rest. Rest doesn't only apply to sleeping, but also to our work. If you're sitting at your desk for long periods of time, get up, take a break, move around, stretch a little bit. If you're physically working, sit down, put your feet up, take a little break. Take these times in your day to remember to drink water. Amid the hurry and rush of life, our weary minds and bodies need rest. And God knew this. God also knew that this busyness may even cause us to forget to spend time with Him and even the ones we love. That's one of the reasons He gave us the fourth commandment, to remind us to rest, not only for our physical benefit, but also for our spiritual. Think about it. There's no scientific evidence for our 7-day work week. It only goes back to creation. God created for 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. Not because he was tired, but because we are so important to him. He wants us to spend time with him, and he wants us to rest and be refreshed. Amid the hurry and rush of life, we need to take that time to just put away all our worries and cares and enjoy rest. You know, even metals can become tired and break under their load of shocks and strains. Do you feel like you're tired under your load of anxiety and stress of life, shocks and strains? Jesus not only said, "Come away and rest a while," he also said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So if you can't sleep, don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd. Remember, rest is essential for our physical, mental, and spiritual health. We reap what we sow, so why not sow habits for good health and reap an abundant life? Join me next time for more Tiny Bites for Strength.